Okay, we're going. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Queenstown Live podcast number 3. Hannah is here from, where are you originally from?
That's a good question. Originally, my family has a farm in Wyau, which is in North Canterbury.
Yep.
Thomas and I lived in Wellington before we were in Germany for 2.5 years, and we've just come back about half a year ago, and we lived in Hanwell with my parents while we were converting with us.
Cool. So I'll set the scene for everyone. I am sitting in beautiful, now sunny Arrowtown. It wasn't about 10 minutes ago, in a large converted house bus. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I call it a house bus.
Which is, I'm going to take some photographs because this place, there's a fire, there's washing, there's baking going to be happening, there's beautiful bedroom, and I was introduced to Hannah by a friend of mine, who said, you've got to go and see this woman. She's got this beautiful bus, they're travelling around New Zealand with their kids. I think she's bonkers. And I have to say that Hannah fixed her hair before this podcast, but we're not on film, so that's all right. So maybe we'll start by, where did the idea come from? And what were you doing when it kind of popped into your head?
Okay, so we were still in Wellington when we first started talking about having a bus. So that was like 4 or 5 years
ago. So this is you and your...
Me and my husband and I. Thomas, and at the time we were publishing a little kind of crafty DIY magazine called World Sweet World, and I think it's hard to know for sure when we started thinking about it, but I think it was when we were sort of wrapping up World Sweet World. I was pregnant with Otis, and it was just too much to keep that magazine going. We weren't earning money from it, although we had loyal readership. So that was quite a hard decision to make, but we were thinking, oh, we've met so many amazing people through doing the magazine. Wouldn't it be cool if we could go and like meet a lot of them? And then we started going, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have a bus? And you know, it's kind of like the old happy dream of everyone's parents. Well, I don't know if everyone's parents have dreamed about it, but certainly have. And then we moved to Germany for a couple of years, and the point was always, the idea was always that when we got back, we would buy a bus and convert it and do this.
And was Wellington done for you?
No. It was just a good time to go. Thomas is from Germany, and the idea was that, or is that, we raise Otis then and Elliot now too, bilingually.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak German though, and so it was important for me to learn German. And the best way to do that is to be in the country.
Yeah.
And also, it was important to spend a bit of time around Thomas's parents and have them get to know their grandson.
Yep. And so traveling around, so you're gonna do a year.
Between 1 and 2 years.
Okay.
It kind of depends on the seasons. We'll probably do a year and a half or 2.5 years.
You'll see what happens when you get there.
We're probably not going to do a winter and then finish in the spring. We'll probably finish more like at the end of a lovely autumn.
Yeah. Okay. And when you decided to kind of, I guess, look for a bus, and that became a solid idea.
Yeah.
What was the planning stages? So where are we going to start? Where are we going to head to? Are we going to start at the bottom and work your way up? Or?
Once we had the bus?
Yep.
Yep. Well, the idea is that we kind of do a bit of a figure eight, somewhat, and we thought that we would start sort of 3 months before we did, so we thought, oh yeah, we'll come down south and get a nice lot of autumn colour, and then be on the west coast during the winter where it's a bit more settled, and then summer kind of top of the North Island, bottom top of the South Island, bottom of the North, and blah blah blah. We've started later than we planned.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been really nice, yeah, getting a bit of winter. Yeah, coming from Germany, Thomas often does miss the really distinct seasons in New Zealand. Wellington tends to merge a little bit.
Oh, yes. Four seasons in one. 14 seasons in one.
Yeah, exactly. Which is fine too, but yeah.
Which is what we get here, I guess, is coming from the UK, where seasons are still starting to merge, but real distinct seasons here, which I really love. And you know that in winter you're gonna get blue skies.
Yeah, oh, that's what's amazing.
Which
like,
is amazing.
It's cold. There's been
It
started freezing last night around 6 o'clock, I think. Went outside and the ground was frozen, but during the day, like right now, the fire's going out, and I'm not going to chuck more wood on it because the sun is streaming through the windows, and it's beautiful. And actually, on average, the weather is pretty
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where did you see this beauty, and where did you go?
Trade me.
That's her.
No,
is it a her or a him?
It is a her. She's called Liberty the Great.
Yes.
We actually we'd been looking on Trade Me. And the idea was always, oh, a beautiful old Bedford, like 60s kind of bus and lovely curves, and wouldn't she be nice? And then we went and looked at a few and we were just like, oh, there's just so much that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And it needs fixing. And it was just kind of frightening. We're not mechanics. I'm a graphic designer. Thomas is a web designer. We're both pretty practical and we can build stuff and make stuff. But motors, no idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, that might be a skill that we want to pick up along the way, but we didn't want to start
with
that. So this bus is a late 80s Hino from Japan. It's been run as a school bus in Whakatane for the last, I'm not quite sure, and they were retiring it from their fleet just because there's a law about how old a bus is allowed to be, I think. So it's got a few Ks on the clock, but it came with a current certificate of fitness and they'd kept it really well maintained.
Yeah,
it was kind of our big selling point. We actually bought it sight unseen. We saw it on Trade Me, talked to the guy, it sounded pretty good, and then worked out how much flights up there would be.
Yeah.
It was like $600.
And then drove it.
And then we flew a friend up because we didn't have heavy vehicle licenses at that stage, so we flew a friend up and he drove it back down for us.
It is amazing. I want to move in. I might move in. You might find me under the beds later on.
Otis was telling me last night how he was going to have the cousins around to stay, and they were going to sleep on the floor. He was going to put some cushions down on the floor, and they would be able to play with the toys in the night because the toys would just be right beside them. So you could, it is a possibility.
Yeah. You couldn't.
If you scrunched yourself up, you could sleep on the couch.
Sleep on the couch, which would be awesome. I've put, what do you want from the trip, / do you have any expectations?
Yes.
I know they're two separate things. I suppose, what do you want from it? I don't really like that.
No, that's totally fine because we do, I mean, we're not just doing it because, there are reasons. It's nice coming back to New Zealand and being like, well, first of all, we shipped like a quarter of a container back with us. We don't have much stuff.
Yeah.
And we thought before we settle into a place, it would be nice to travel around and really get to know the whole country again. And notice the similarities or differences to Germany.
Yeah.
And kind of really appreciate the country, you know, like the country, and go, this is where we want to be.
Yeah.
Decide where exactly we want to be, but also decide what we need to live.
Yeah.
Like people expect, like there's, just this given that you need to live in a house, and when you have two children, that means you need to have at least 3 bedrooms, probably 4 because you need to have a spare bedroom for when people possibly might ever come to stay.
Yeah.
You need, you know, like all the space
things.
And all these things. Yeah. And we just wanted to, have an experimental couple of years and go, what do we need? What is really important?
And what do we not need?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, even moving in, we had to make decisions about what we were going to have and what we weren't. The boys don't have terribly many toys, and even now I'm kind of like, we could get rid of half of them.
Yeah.
They don't need, children don't really need much stuff at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, so admittedly, I wear the same clothes more often in a row than I probably did before, but
it doesn't matter. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's really nice. And it's nice going, I mean, when we, yeah, the first couple of weeks we really didn't, there wasn't a whole lot of screen time for us in the evening either, which was really nice. We were reading a lot more, I was writing more. It's getting a little bit kind of back to the old ways again, but I'm definitely doing more creative stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's for me, it's kind of figuring out who I want to be and how I want to live. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
So when you get to a place, do you instantly look for what is creatively going on in that place and kind of push yourself towards it?
This is like, so being in Arrowtown, we've been here maybe like 3 weeks now, which is the longest that we've been in a place, and that is actually our aim.
It's a sign. Yeah.
Well, we've been aiming best place to stay, in the world. Stay more like a month in a place at a time. And yeah, it is my plan now. Since being here, it's kind of, I've been trying out a little bit how you can integrate quickly, how you can become somewhat local, even though you're only in a place for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of had a look and thought, okay, what do I like? What are we into? We like music, we like craft or making stuff, like creative people. So how do you meet those people fast? And yeah, I went to a craft night down at the Stitching Post a couple of weeks ago and met, lovely people there. And that's how I met Abby, and that's how I met you. I guess it is important for us to put ourselves out
there, and that's often the scary,
bit. Actually, really exciting once you decide that's what I'm doing, and it kind of, I don't find it scary anymore. Yeah. I guess having run a magazine for a while and approaching, like I'm kind of used to approaching people a bit, is a really good skill to have developed.
It's like the first time.
It's more like exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
What am I going to do?
Like the first time you go to an exercise class, or, a new class when you were younger, and you remember that feeling of, oh God, everyone's going to hate me, and it's really scary. But actually, when you get there, it's never as bad as you think it's going to be.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, actually. I've just, in the last few days, realised I'm actually just really happy with who I am, and at school I was really bad at sport. It was really embarrassing having to do any running or throwing or anything like that, and it just mortified me that I would have to do something in front of somebody and be really bad at it and embarrass myself, and it would make me feel sick and not want to go to school. And now I'm like, how sad, what a shame. What
all
a wasted
that time you spent.
And the other day I was with the boys at the tennis court here, and I was just, just giving it a go, hitting the ball against the wall and going, I'd like to develop this skill. I'd like to learn how to be better at that and round myself in that sense, rather than being like, oh, this is embarrassing that I can't do it. I don't want to. So that's, I guess, another thing. I can't actually remember why we started talking about this. Yeah.
Cup of tea number two.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of, it's really, and you've got, because you're moving from place to place and having to, converse with new people and connect with new people, you kind of putting yourself in a really scary situation all the time.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting. This Queenstown.
But, yeah, I guess that's what I mean. Like, it used to be a scary thing, and I've just realised in the last few weeks, I'm not scared.
No.
I'm not scared of what people think of me or say to me, or I don't have to read all these mummy blogs and compare myself to other people.
No,
and,
no.
I'm just cool with
who you are.
With who I am. Yeah. And that's quite an exciting thing to have realised.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole making it up as you go along is a big thing for me. Yeah. I'll meet people through this work and think they've got it together, and actually they're falling over and making balls ups all the time, and but we're all the same. We're all exactly the same.
Yeah, totally.
And Queenstown's a hard, like, it's a, I found it when I first moved here, a very hard place to find. Because you move to a new place and you instantly want somebody to connect with. You want somebody who kind of goes, oh yeah, I feel like that as well.
Yeah.
And then you're all right.
Yeah.
And it is hard. But once you uncover that actually everybody else is doing that same thing, because it's such a melting pot of people coming and going, I think a lot more than a lot of other places in the country, you kind of find that everybody else is doing that same thing.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't actually know any... I've actually not been to Queenstown before.
Yeah.
From what I remember, perhaps as a child, I was here, I don't know. So I actually don't really know much about Queenstown. Yeah. What's Queenstown like?
It's amazing. I live there. It's very, at the minute, it's very busy. But what I love about it is I went and walked up Sam Summers, which is a track just out of the town, the other day, and I saw nobody. Like, you see, you can get out of it really quickly. Yeah. And coming from a country where there are millions upon millions upon millions of people, you know, the UK is full of people.
Yeah.
Here is not busy. Yeah. It's not busy at all.
Yeah. So, turn the interview around. So, tell me.
Tell me. Not about me.
My perception, having not even experienced it, like my preconception and my prejudice is that Queenstown is a very money focused
city, which is what a lot of people think.
True?
No, I think there's a tourist side of it, which of course is about getting people to spend money, because that's how businesses work, and you know, it keeps the town turning over, and that's what we want. Because we want people to come here. But actually, there's a whole layer that I've kind of recently discovered again of people who are amazingly creative and doing, squirreling away, you know, working at new, exciting projects, and lots of families, and lots of people who... So we have a very different perception of what family is here.
Yeah.
My friends are my family, because I don't have family here.
Yeah.
So people are very loyal, very loving, and very, you know, into what everybody else is doing in a nice way. You do see a million people down at the supermarket, which can sometimes you want to run away from, but it's an amazing place, and I've really fallen in love with it again.
Yeah,
I was kind of getting to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can live here anymore.
Yeah,
but I actually love it now again. But anyway,
that's exactly what I've discovered. What you know anyway, but a place is about the people.
Absolutely.
It's completely, like, the setting, obviously, the location is what kind of probably draws you there in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
We tend to be more drawn to the sea. You can walk through a place and you only see what you see.
Yeah.
You see people doing their thing. Might think, oh, they're kind of this or that. You might make a judgment based on what you see of them. But then, as soon as you make a connection, it just rips a little hole in whatever. And then you see inside to what's really going on.
Yeah.
And it's,
And here is...
like, lots of places are amazing and could be awesome to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here is a complete melting pot of people who are actually thrown together. People who, you know, I've got friends who've got lots of money and friends who've got nothing. And we'll be in one room together at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the same things. Talking about how expensive tomatoes are and, you know, the weather, usually, always. And what a beautiful day it was last week. And did you go and do this? And there's this new program on, and there's a new band playing. And they're from completely different backgrounds, but actually in one room at the same time.
Yeah.
Dealing with the same issues that everybody else is dealing with. So it's a very interesting place that I probably won't get tired of for a while.
Cool.
Until I pick somewhere else on the map that I want to go to. I want to talk a little bit about your work. Yeah. So you're working as you're going along.
That's right.
Both of you.
Yes.
And the company is called
Future Nature.
Yes, I've had a look. The website's gorgeous. You look very different. You've had your hair cut off. Did you have long hair?
Yeah. Oh, that actually grew from a while ago.
I love that when people pull that out. Where's this from? I guess now you're traveling, your inspiration for work will be changing all the time, do you think?
Yeah. Well, doing graphic design work, I probably should be inspired more by things that I see, but sometimes.
Yeah.
I just did a branding for a friend who's starting a little children's product line, like little play worlds. It's called Little Worlds. And that was quite a nature-based logo, and it's quite whimsical. And birds and seasons and stuff. But I'm doing some infographics for another friend, actually, at the moment. And that's more based on kind of just trying to nut out what the business is about and how to portray that visually. But I must say that, sitting in our little office space, which is on the end of the bed with the desk folded down, it is amazing and completely it's a lovely space to work in.
Yeah.
Being able to look out the window and go,
I was just thinking you'll have a different view from the office space that you would have had normally, at a desk with the one view out the window. Whereas every day you're probably getting a new view.
Yeah, and it is quite uplifting and freeing to, I think, that probably does get the creative juices flowing rather than it being an inspiration as such. It's more kind of just like, nice to work. And I'm really enjoying, we're trying to work half time each. So one of us works in the morning, one in the afternoon. And that's really cool too, just noticing, totally possible to work from home actually with children around. And the boys can pop in and say hello, and I can say hello or go away.
Mommy is working.
But it's not a big it's not actually as hard as I imagined it would be, and it's really cool being able to be like, okay, I'm done working now, I'll just take some lunch, go outside to the playground.
And I think it's changing that idea that you don't have to be in an office for work.
And work doesn't
work's not
have to
nine
be,
to five anymore.
It doesn't have to be separate from life.
No.
That's actually probably the thing. It's really cool to have it be just a part of our day rather than separate, and we have family time and we have work time.
Because work takes over so much of people's lives, and yet they make this, it's got to be between the hours of this and this, and I go away to do it and you don't see me, and then I come back and I don't talk about it because I had a bad day but actually why can't it be part of every day?
And I guess I mean, a lot of my thinking around being in the bus is kind of thinking about how people used to live and it didn't used to be so separate, and everyone did their work together, and children didn't only play, they also did, they helped out in the family, and everyone just, you're a team that keeps your family, like, you work as a team to keep your family going.
Yeah,
and absolutely. That's kind of what work is, it keeps you going. I mean, we're really lucky to be doing creative work that keeps us kind of inspired and uplifted as well. Like, so we're doing design work, but then I'm also really keen to make our blog an actual dedicated work time during the day. And I also like making stuff, and that's important to me. I really notice when I draw and sew and whatever else, all the other things that I like to do, I feel like a better person. And I feel happier and calmer and more able to deal with when the children are screaming, because I've kind of nourished myself.
Yeah,
and
in a really small space.
Well, actually, I haven't felt...
It's not felt small.
No. And even with people are like, how can you live in such a small place with children? And actually, I haven't felt that it's been too small at all yet.
No.
You never get that... I used to hate making dinner and having them always come in and trip over them, and they're always like hanging around your legs. Well, actually, their toys are just next to where I'm working, so they can do their thing and I can do my thing, and it all
works
one space
together.
It's really nice.
So I guess to close, your favorite place so far,
Portobello,
which is near...
just out of Dunedin. Yes. It's on the Dunedin Peninsula-ish. Yeah, and that is because we parked up there and I think we were there in the evening. We parked up freedom camping outside just by the playground. And in the morning we went out for a walk and a woman pulled over and was like, "Hey, do you guys want to come to Play Centre?"
Okay.
Yes, we totally do.
I love it.
So we went to Play Centre. They were having an open day and played there with people, met people.
That's went fantastic.
Down the road. Thomas went for a walk the next day, saw somebody else who had a bus. I was like, "Hi, you have a bus too?" "Yeah, yeah, we're living here. We've built this tiny house. And do you want to have a look at it?" And yeah, so we made connections really quickly without actually trying very hard.
That's fantastic.
So that was really exciting. And in Portobello, everybody had a tummy bug and threw up. And we had to go and stay at the campground for a night to do washing there. So that was, you know, obviously not ideal, but I still really enjoyed being there.
I love it.
Yeah.
So
sorry, Arrowtown, not first.
Whatever.
I can't really enjoy.
Get out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you some quick fire questions. So you have to pick one.
I have to pick one.
Yeah, you have to pick one or the other. Almond or walnut?
Oh.
Come on the buzzer.
Different strokes for different
times. Which one? Almond or walnut?
Almond, walnut. Almond.
Sweet or salty?
Salty and sweet.
In the same time. No, not allowed. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Coffee or tea? Jeans or cords? Christina or Britney? I ask everyone. Gotta pick one. I'm a Britney girl.
I guess Christina.
Hannah, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And we will. Do you want to put your your website? Do your website just to finish.
We've got a blog and a website.
Do them both.
LibertyTheGreat.com.
Yep.
Is our blog about all bussy things.
Yep.
And Future Nature is our web design, web imprint design.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stick the kettle on.